We're doing in Yaakov, and we're up to page Yud Tesam and Beis, in the standard editions of the in Yaakov, which is Daf Lamed Dalid in the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Shoshan Dvarim Tzarich Adam Lomar B'toch Beito Erev Shabbat Im Chashecha. Person has to say three things in his house as night is about to settle. It's the last few minutes of Friday. Person has to say, have you tithed? Yisaltem? Eravtem? Have you prepared the Erev so we could carry? Let's make sure to light the candles so that we're ready for Shabbos. Minani midi. What's the source for this concept that you have to ensure all of these were taken care of in your house? Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says the verse in Job. Person should ensure there's peace in his tent. He should keep track of his home and not come to sin. So you want peace. So make sure that the food is tithed. Make sure that you could carry. Make sure there's enough light. You don't go stumbling around the house on Shabbos. Where do we apply this today? So we light Shabbos candles, but ordinarily our Shabbos candles are superfluous. We have regular lighting. Let's look back a week ago, 2 weeks ago. There was a storm. There was electric going out in different places. So then you want to make sure you have enough lights. When we have a storm in our neighborhood, so I light Shabbos lights in the kitchen also so that my wife can work and she has the light she needs in the kitchen. I light a candle in the bathroom so the kids aren't scared to go to the bathroom if the electricity goes down. I personally bought a few emergency lights, one to plug in each room so that if the electric goes down, on a weekday I can give the kids a flashlight. But on Shabbos I can't do anything, right? But the emergency lights, they turn on automatically once the electric goes down. So today, we don't really need our candles so as not to stumble around the house. But a person should prepare. There are opportunities where the candles are important, and if not the candles, then the emergency lights. Or a person should make sure he has enough light around the house for Shabbos. Even though our sages said there are three things you should say on Friday afternoon as Shabbos is approaching, so you might get very antsy about it. You might tell your wife, so where'd you buy those fruits, huh? I don't understand. I don't see a label here. What hechsher is it? Does it have Kedusha Shviyas? Are these from the Holy Shemitah fruit? Honey, 1 second. These seem to be different oranges. These have a sticker. They're Jaffa oranges. These have a sticker. They're from the Golan. What's going on here? That's not the way to do it. Tells us Rambam, Baravuna, Tzich Lemrin, Hu Benichuta. A person has to speak calmly. Ki Hechi Delikablinu Minei. So that people will listen to him. People sometimes think that about religious things, it's legitimate to be antsy and uptight. And our sages said the exact opposite. If you want people to listen to you, you better say it calmly. You're very uptight. You want to really make sure your wife didn't get confused. Okay, that's all the more reason to say it gently. So the rabbis came and told us, even though the Mishnah tells us you have three things you should ask around the house. Did you guys take care of this? Yeah, you got to be very careful to say it gently. You got to be very careful to say it calmly. Because otherwise, they're not going to listen to you. People have the mistaken impression that they're going to be the chief rabbi in the house. I'm the one who learned yeshiva all those years. Of course I know. Yeah, that doesn't mean anyone's going to listen to you. If you talk gently, then people might listen to you. Might. But the key here is that about religious issues, a person has to be calm and gentle. People sometimes get all uptight about davening. Son, did you daven yet? It's Sov Zman Kriya Shema. Why are you all uptight? It's his mitzvah. You could remind him, you could talk to him, you could mention it, but if you get all uptight, what are you doing to the kid? Maybe he'll hate davening. Maybe he'll hate going to shul. I see people who yell at their kids because they talk in shul. Maybe they shouldn't bring the kids when they're so young. Maybe the kid's not ready for it. What are we doing? Judaism is pleasant. Yeah, we have to educate kids, but we have to do it gently. We have to do it kindly. And the same is true for our wives. If we're concerned about something, the sages said, make sure they remember to tithe the fruit. Guys, you should merit to have a nice garden and have your own fruits and vegetables, and then you will have to tithe your own fruit. I know you're accustomed to buying at the Makolet. You never tithe over here. But we moved to Kochav Yaakov a year and a half ago, and suddenly people are tithing. Every week, new questions about tithing. Some Fridays, there are questions running through the Friday, people asking about tithing. Because if you have your own fruits and vegetables, then you do have to take off tumot and masot.
And you have to tie your kids' shoes, too.
That's, wow. Boy.
And they're laughing in California.
Amar Rav Ashi. Yes, sir.
I'm on national television.
Thursday night. Amar Rav Ashi, ana lo shmia li adam Rav Avuna v'kiyamti misvara. Rav Ashi says, I never heard this quote before, but I sort of figured it out myself. Logic dictated to me that the only way I could get this Mishnah accomplished was by doing it calmly. So Rav Avuna taught it, and Rav Ashi said, logic should dictate that if you want religious things to be adhered to in your house, it has to be done calmly. And this is a key tool in running a home. And this is a key point that people who are chozer b'tshuva have to keep reminding themselves. Because it's very challenging. A person has a hard time remembering the balance of being sincere on the one hand and not being uptight on the other. It's very easy to be sincere and dedicated through being uptight. And that's not the way to run a home. A home needs balance, and a home needs patience, and a home needs love, and a home needs warmth. And through that, a person can convey the message of the importance of adhering to the mitzvos of the Torah. Through those tools, not through being uptight. Yes?
Are those tools also applicable from the Mishnah in society? Like, you want law, certain legislation to go your way, you can yell at people, or you can try to convince them from a nice...
If you remind me, we can talk about it Thursday night.